Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, board certified urologist, certifiable boss.
Mr. Worldwide, as Mr. we worldwide. Call you around here. Our stats are worldwide.
We do have 10 downloads from New Zealand.
Do we?
Yes.
I didn't look at that this week.
Well,
we
there
have
you go.
A lot from Ireland and Germany. That's
well, that's
crazy.
Good. That's good.
Wish I could do an accent.
It's probably
right now.
Background noise to make people go to sleep.
It's your soothing voice. It's your smooth radio voice.
Well, that other voice is Donna Lee.
That's me.
Co-host, office manager of NAU Urology Specialist, professional comedian.
That's right. And I'm super funny professionally and unprofessionally.
Unfortunately, you really take this show off the rails with your inappropriate comments and all those things. I'm the straight one in this.
It's so weird.
In this little co-hosting relationship.
In our office, though. That's not the case.
Well, that's why I became a urologist, the jokes, of course.
Right.
So if you have jokes, please send them. We'd love to hear from you.
We got another joke the other day. It was the same joke that we keep talking about, the rectum damn near killed him, we talked about earlier. So anyway, there you go. Thank you for sending that.
Anyway, if you are confused by that joke, please reference our previous podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
For free.
I'm a board-certified urologist. This is a urology show. Well, this is a men's health show, but we are brought to you by a urology practice.
Mm-hmm.
We have four physicians. We have availability to see you as soon as possible. We really try to strive to see patients within 24 to 48 hours, especially if you have a condition like acute onset testicular pain, a new diagnosis of a tumor or a mass, if you're seeing blood in your urine and you're not having any pain, you think you have an active kidney stone. These are things that we even see a lot of patients the very same day.
Mm-hmm.
I spend a lot of my time in the operating room, so I only have clinic 3 days a week, but we have three other physicians that are in the practice. We have four other mid-level or PA and nurse practitioner that can see you and get your treatment started. And we would highly encourage you to come in.
We should remind patients about that they're highly qualified. They're not like seeing an assistant.
No, I mean, they're seeing somebody that I personally trained.
Right.
And some of them, because of their smaller hands, are actually preferred.
That is correct
it,
and true.
It does hurt my feelings a little bit when a long-term patient's like, do you mind if we don't do the exam today and Leonore does it next time? I said, okay.
That's pretty funny, and that is true. Now, we still have some patients that don't understand the role of a mid-level, and that's a physician assistant or a nurse practitioner, and they want to see you.
Oh, I understand.
It's really difficult to explain to them that seeing Leonora is like seeing a female Dr. Mystery.
It is. I mean, Leonora has been with me for 10 years. Mm-hmm. She even sounds like me when she's talking to patients. Her notes look like what I would write. And years ago, I would have her be in my clinic one time every month just to make sure that we're on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And she's teaching me things.
Oh.
And I was like, oh boy, Leonora.
You know, she recently had a birthday, and then somebody wrote, we had all the employees sign the card, and one of the first comments was, you're the only person I trust with my vajayjay.
Oh, very good.
We're a family group around here.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. So if you want to send us your questions, if you want to make an appointment, if you want to talk about a clinical issue that you have some concern about, please reach out to us. Donna, how do people reach out to us?
You can call us during the week. Well, actually, we're a little busy. I'd rather you email us armormenshealth@gmail.com. But our phone number during the week is 512-238-0762. But yeah, those questions go to armormenshealth@gmail.com. And we are so excited to have these questions. I mean,
if you mention the show and you make a new patient appointment, there may be a t-shirt waiting for you.
There may be, because I got a few.
We do have a few thousand
times 100.
T-shirts. We're really planning on some kind of t-shirt thing.
That's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I call it the great t-shirt explosion of 2020.
Yes.
So call us. We'll give you a t-shirt.
Well, give us a question, Donna.
This question, I have never heard this before, so I was excited to ask you about this. Maybe this is common, and I don't know because I don't take Viagra, but this patient said, Dr. Mystery, I use Viagra 100 milligrams. I use it sometimes. After sex is over, I have a terrible headache. Why?
Well, that's a great question, and I'll expand that question for the sake of what we're of the show.
Mm-hmm.
To first start with, you saying that you don't take Viagra. That's maybe obvious.
Me.
Right. You don't take Viagra.
I don't.
So,
I have a prescription for it, though.
And so what's interesting is that men and women both can have what are called arousal difficulties, which is difficulty with the biologic response that leads to sexual arousal. Now, in a man, we got a big flagpole that tells us when we're aroused.
When the wind is blowing, y'all are aroused.
That's right.
When I see dishes in a sink, I'm not aroused.
No, but
that's how that works.
Wash the dishes, Michael, please. So what I'm saying is that, so we have a very easy to identify test of when we're aroused. It's an erection. Women also have that same kind of test. It's more subtle, though. It is lubrication, it is clitoral engorgement, and it is kind of that tingly feeling in the genitals. When a woman is lacking in that, when they have an arousal disorder, that is an appropriate use of Viagra or any of these medicines, even in women, because women may not know that. And especially if you're on an antidepressant, an SSRI, Lexapro, Effexor, Zoloft, Celexa, Paxil. If you're on one of these medications and you're finding it difficult to both enjoy intercourse or to get aroused or to orgasm, it's a great example of study-supported use of low-dose Viagra to help improve intercourse. But getting on to this patient's or this caller's question of why is he getting a headache after taking the sildenafil or Viagra, it's an extraordinarily common side effect. Each of the most common medicines that we use for erectile dysfunction have their own unique type of side effect. And it has to do with the fact that the phosphodiesterase receptor that's being inhibited by the medication. There's multiple types of this this particular biologic target of this medication. Although there's one, PDE5, that's in the erectile bodies, PDE 1 through 12, or however many there are located all throughout the body. Although Viagra and Cialis and before Levitra would work on PDE5 to give us an erection, it would also work on other ones as well. So, and that's where the side effects happen.
Oh.
Viagra in particular can lead to headaches, and it can lead to blue-green alterations in vision. Those are going to be the most common things.
Oh.
And because it affects vision, there were reports in the past, very, very, very rare reports of acute onset blindness with the use of the medication. And that's why in the product insert it actually mentions them.
Oh.
Cialis, the most common type of side effect that I've noticed men report is backache, because one of the PDEs is located in the large muscles of the back. When it gets inhibited, those men can feel like a soreness in the back. Now, interestingly, the side effect usually follows the path of how long the medicine stays in your system. So Viagra lasts for about 4 hours. So that headache and that blue-green tinting can last about 4 hours, but Cialis can last 36 hours.
Oh, holy heck.
So if you do get that side effect of backache, it can last for a day and a half. Right. If you get a side effect with one medicine, it doesn't mean you're going to have a side effect with another medicine. Certainly, if you haven't tolerated one of them, it's definitely worthwhile to try another one. When it comes to Cialis, because of the dosing and the side effects, that's why we're such big fans of daily use medication. It reduces side effect. It's a lower dose. It's very effective. It reduces the spontaneity factor, because you're taking a little bit every day, so you're kind of always ready to go. That's a great prescription for success, is having that medicine on board all the time. If you haven't been offered it, it's cheap nowadays, only maybe $30 a month nowadays.
Right? It used to be like $6 a pill.
Oh, yeah.
Something crazy back then.
Yeah, they used to really ration out our ability to have intercourse. Nowadays, they made it cheaper.
Let's remind listeners, too, that sildenafil, we refer to often, is Viagra, and tadalafil is Cialis. So
that's right.
They know the commercial
names. The
generic
and the commercial name.
Yeah. So I just wanted to remind people of that.
And don't get confused when you go to the pharmacy and are buying kind of the generic version of Viagra or sildenafil. They usually sell it in 20 milligram tablets when the Viagra was sold as 25, 50, and 100 milligram tablets. So you're going to need five of those little 20 milligrammers to make up what a 100 milligrammer would have been.
Do you think that listener could back down and have less headaches?
Certainly. I think that's usually what we recommend first. And almost always, if you take an 800 milligram ibuprofen or a 650 milligram Tylenol with the sildenafil, you won't get the headache.
Well, that's smarty pants of you. You sound like a doctor.
Yes, but I mean, you hear that, and it's headache after sex. If it was headache before sex,
you're just out of luck.
That's right.
It's your
that's
marriage.
Right. That's right. Donna, are you taking sildenafil just to get the headache?
Yeah, I enjoy the headache.
Honey, I'm not interested right now. I have a headache. I have a headache. I already took my Viagra. Damn it.
See, all these things again are my motto. Remember? Another reason not to have sex.
Oh, my Lord. You're the worst mascot for this show.
I really am, but I love the show. And thank you for sending these amazing questions. You can reach us during the week at 512-238-0762. Even if you're in Germany or Ireland, just give us a call. Just make sure that we're open at the right time. Our email address is armormenshealth@gmail.com. And where can we listen to the podcast, Dr. Mystery?
Anywhere you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you can ask Alexa, and our Buzzsprout page.
That's true. We're so famous in our own minds. So thank you all for helping us with our ego. And tell your friends about the podcast. Thanks, Dr. Mystery.
Thank you, Donna.
The Armor Men's Health Hour is brought to you by urology specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.